Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Dr. Troy Hinkle just returned from leading a pilgrimage to Fatima, and it was there that Our Lady revealed that God's plan to save souls and bring peace to the world would be through devotion to her Immaculate Heart. So I want to invite you to join Dr. Troy live in the community space on our app for First Tuesdays with Troy. In this live session, Dr. Hinkle will go deeper, offering practical teaching on how we can help bring our loved ones back to the church through devotion to the Heart of Mary. So bring your questions. Dr. Hinkle will be answering them live. Just turn on your notifications or log into the app at 6 p.m. Central this Tuesday for Tuesdays with Troy. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Five times in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus commands us not to worry. He tells us, do not be anxious. Have no anxiety. But we do. So we need to understand anxiety and a practical strategy that offers a way out. Now, everyone has experienced the feeling we get before a really big, important event, pre-game jitters or performance anxiety. Our brain is putting our body on high alert so we will perform at our best. Your brain and your body are just doing what they're designed to do. Anxiety is just our brain sending a message to mobilize all our resources for a big challenge, and that's a good thing. But sometimes the brain sends a false alarm. Sometimes it sends the message to be on high alert at the wrong time or for no good reason. And sometimes that message of high alert can just get stuck in the on position when it should turn off. It's like the brain pulling the fire alarm when there's no fire. It's a false alarm, but it won't turn off. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. There are some bad habits that lead to anxiety. Ways of pulling the fire alarm when there's no fire. The first is worry. Worry is not an act of love or responsibility. Worry is a vice, and it's destructive. We worry about the past we can't change. We worry about future things that almost never happen. In fact, Mark Twain said, "I've suffered a great many misfortunes, most of which never happened." But we also worry about things over which we have no control. God has given each one of us a very limited scope of authority or responsibility. We're responsible for our own behavior, and to a certain extent, our family and kids, our workplace, and voting. But we spend so much emotional energy worrying about things beyond our responsibility. The things beyond our responsibility are God's responsibility. So you take care of yours and let Him take care of the rest. But we also worry about things we are procrastinating. Instead, think, make decisions, take action, but don't procrastinate. So, what do you worry about? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Another bad habit that causes anxiety is by putting unrealistic pressure or expectation on ourselves. We suffer from worry when we make the stakes way higher than they really are. Now, we are wired to be alert to danger, especially danger that could kill us. So, in a sense, we are wired to assume we will die if we mess up. But we need to lower the stakes to match reality. Most likely, the thing we are worried about won't kill us or anyone else. In fact, what is really the worst case scenario? If you can live with that, then you can live with anything else, and it lowers the pressure. Another bad habit is thinking we have to be perfect in order to be loved or valuable, and that if we fail, we will die. So we think failure is equal to being eaten by a lion. It's not. Now we have the false idea that failure is bad, even deadly, and that causes anxiety. But think of it this way. We must fail to grow. The only way we grow is to try things we haven't mastered. But that entails risk. And if we play it safe all the time, with a caution that avoids all mistakes and failures, then it's impossible for us to grow. So think of it this way. There is no failure. There is only learning. And finally, self-criticism leads to anxiety. We use self-critical and self-defeating phrases like, I can't, I am no good, I am unworthy. Pay attention to the things you say to yourself and then banish all of that. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Fear is the fuel for anxiety. Take away the fuel, take away the fear, and the anxiety will fade. We've all seen this. A rambunctious child runs and falls. Immediately, there is that fraction of a second when the child looks up to see how you are going to react. If you run over to him, worried, frantically asking if he's okay, he'll start crying, convinced that he's near death. But if instead you calmly laugh and say, "That was awesome. Isn't running great?" Everything changes because he realizes there's no fear. There's no danger. That hurt, but I'm not dying. And he's right back up and running before you even finish your sentence because you have just reassured him. He's safe. It's the same with us. If you tell yourself there is danger, you'll react with fear. And the fear, prolonged, will cause anxiety. But if you tell yourself the truth, that you're safe, then you'll respond with peace. The way you react will either reinforce a sense of danger or a sense of safety. So remember, fear is the fuel for anxiety. Take away the fuel, take away the fear, and the anxiety will fade. And we overcome the fear with the message of safety. Remember, if God is my Father, then no matter what, I am safe. I don't have to live in fear. There's nothing to fear. I'm safe. And the anxiety will fade. If God is my Father, then no matter what happens, I am safe. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. When we feel anxious, when the alarm bell is sounding, we must give our brain a message of safety. Let's go back to that fire alarm analogy. If a smoke alarm in my house goes off at 3 a.m., my brain sends a message to my body of high alert. If I discover it just needs a new battery, I can tell myself, there's no real danger. It's a false alarm. Now, I might be annoyed, but not afraid, and my state of high alert subsides. If we remove the fear by grounding ourselves in reality and telling ourselves that we are safe, then the anxiety will fade. And the ultimate reason we are safe is this. God is my Father. No matter what happens, with Him, I will be okay. Because God works all things for good for those who love Him. But we worry. What if I fail this test or this job? What if my health doesn't improve? What if my child doesn't get better? What if this relationship doesn't work? But change this question to this. Change it to a statement. Even if I fail this test or job, even if my health does not improve, even if my child is not healed or this relationship falls apart, no matter what happens, with God as my Father, I will be okay. I am safe. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what strikes you with this meditation on anxiety?
This is such a good meditation. I'm going to be a bit long-winded with this explanation, but I have to thank you for giving me maybe the best godfather, the most quintessential godfather you could ever imagine, because my godfather is Troy Hinkle, who, I mean, he's ex-military, he likes a good drink, good food, and John Wayne. And that is so quintessential. It's so good for a godfather. And I'll never forget the poster he had in his basement of John Wayne. And it said, well, essentially, courage isn't being unafraid, but saddling up anyways.
Yeah.
And I think that has been one of the most helpful things, because it's exposure therapy.
Yes.
Real courage doesn't come from people who just are too dumb to realize that what they're doing is terrifying. But it's saddling up anyways. And do you have the quote, or is that what you're looking up?
Yeah, I think it's, courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway.
Yes, I think about it all the time. Because I've been lucky enough to, I've been playing live music for almost a decade now.
Oh, yeah.
And I have never done it without being scared out of my mind. I mean, I've gotten on stage just hands shaking. I have gotten on stage completely prepared or completely unprepared. Sometimes my guitar breaks on stage. Sometimes the sound is off and you don't know the song and you're just scared out of your mind and you get up there anyways. And sometimes that goes really well. And other times you just completely crash and burn. But I think that's been so good for me, because the more we do things that are embarrassing, the more you realize it doesn't kill you. And
yes, that's
the only thing I found, because I was always so worried when I was in different bands, I was like, people will respect me less if I don't perform well. Yes. And people won't rely on me as a guitarist if I mess up this song. And then I would play a song and I'd completely bomb and no one would care.
Yes.
I would care. And people were actually only uncomfortable with me as a musician if I complained about my own work all the time.
Yes.
That people really don't like that. But people actually really do like people who fail confidently.
By failing confidently, do you mean people who can fail, not be destroyed, and keep going?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, you laugh it off because you know that people won't just lose respect for you immediately.
Yeah.
It means failing and not covering it up and apologizing a million times and kicking yourself. And I used to get really upset. I used to really, after every show, that I could only think of every single mistake, and people don't enjoy being around that.
Right.
But I think the experience, because not everyone can just pick up an instrument, learn it, dedicate all of their time, find time to play live shows. But something I think everyone should do is do karaoke.
No.
It is. No, exactly. Exactly. Because no one wants to do it and it's super embarrassing. But the only way to have a fun time at karaoke isn't to just be the best singer. It's to not care.
That's true.
It's just to have fun. And people are actually more likely to have fun if there are a lot of bad performers. Because
yeah.
They know, oh, I don't have to try.
That's
I can
true.
Just have fun with music.
It's such a, I love it. This is such a great quote. Courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway. I mean, it just means that real courage is not the absence of fear, but it's being willing to act
mm-hmm.
in spite of it.
Mm-hmm. And it will make people like you more.
Yeah.
People, for instance, people don't, oh, I love that guy. He's always right, and I've never seen him fail.
No.
But people really feel at ease with someone when they're wrong in an argument, and they go, oh, you are so right. I was so off the mark. And they laugh it off and they move
yeah.
on. But people are really uncomfortable if you're so attached to being right that you've completely kind of ruined the mood. Because you're like, no, absolutely not. I'm frustrated and I'm sticking to my guns on this.
What you're hitting at is that whatever this thing is that you have anxiety about, you think it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is it's not dangerous.
Yeah. Either socially dangerous or it's going to make people hate you or you're going to lose your job because of it or you're going to.
Yeah.
But similar to our last meditation on the martyrs, there's something about collapsing into it. There's something about what if the worst case scenario happens? That's okay.
Exactly. That's it. No matter what. No matter what.
No matter what.
If God is my father, I'm going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm safe.
Yeah.
So I was talking to, and this doctor is, and he is a world expert on
mm-hmm.
helping people with anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And because we have so many people that message us about struggling with anxiety, I asked this doctor, really explain to me how to get out of this. And I listened to all the points and I said, so in the end, if I really believe God is my father, then no matter what, I'll be okay. That's the answer. And he said, yep, that's it.
Yeah. I think my recommended resolution to everyone is go embarrass yourself.
How about this? Recommended solution, just be willing to laugh at yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I like your idea. We need to start a rosary karaoke.
I fully agree. I think it's a great idea. And I'm notoriously the worst at this because I do walk into karaoke with the mindset of how can I be impressive? How can I? Oh, I have to do a song that's just hard enough that everyone will think it's difficult, but just easy enough that I can actually sing it well. And you know, I prefer when I'm at a karaoke bar and I see someone just go for it. And everyone is smiling and everyone's having a good time and they're just proud of that person for doing it.
I like it. We're going to start Rosary Karaoke. Just not yet. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.